For the U.S. perspective on the new government in Baghdad, we're joined now by Christopher Hill. He was the U.S. ambassador to Iraq from April of 2009 until August of this year. He's now at the University of Denver. Ambassador Hill, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Does this agreement reached today satisfy U.S. interests in Iraq?
Oh, this is a very important agreement, and I think it very much satisfies our interests because it gives real participation to the Kurds, the Shia, and to the Sunnis. Not been easy putting this together. It's taken 8 months, but I think it's been a very good day for Iraq.
You talked about equal footing specifically for the Sunnis, and let's talk a little bit about that. You wanted Prime Minister Maliki's rival, Ayad Alawi, to be made chairman of this new council we heard about in Kelly McEvers' report, the council to oversee national security, and he does, in fact, have that job. What power will he have in that post? Critics say this is merely a move to save face and satisfy the Sunnis.
Well, first of all, the Sunnis will have the speakership of the National Assembly, of the Council of Representatives, and that is a very important position. The problem with Alawi is he's a Shia, and so as a Shia representing a party that's largely Sunni, it didn't really work for him to be in one of these three leadership positions. But this Council of National Security has potentially, I think, a very important role to play. And my understanding is they're going to try to enshrine that in legislation. And so the whole concept is to try to build better checks and balances than they had before.
Many Sunnis also feel that Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki stole the election in March and that he's being wrongly rewarded by keeping his post as prime minister. Are they wrong in thinking that?
Well, the way the system works in Iraq is the way the system works in many parliamentary countries where he who wins the plurality of seats doesn't necessarily turn that plurality into a majority. And indeed, that was Alawi's problem because he won 91 seats for his party, but you need 163 seats to be the majority in the parliament. So he and his party were not able to increase from 91 to the majority, whereas Maliki, his party won 89, and he was able to cobble together a coalition with some other Shia parties and to reach 163. Now, however, not only are the Shia parties in the government, but also the Kurds and the Sunnis have joined as well.
How involved were U.S. officials in reaching this power-sharing agreement in Baghdad?
You know, U.S. officials probably more involved than anyone else, any other foreign diplomats, in terms of trying to be helpful and to be respectful. There's a lot of talk about whether the U.S. has some declining influence. But it's not so much U.S. declining interest influence. What has happened is Iraq is developing a political system, and so they are able to manage these issues. And I think our job should be to be helpful, but not to interfere.
Let me ask you about another concern here, which is that it's Iran who is coming out on top. Prime Minister Maliki, as we heard, now allied with the Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. If Iran is happy about Shiite unity in Iraq, does it follow that the United States should not be happy?
Well, exactly. I think you should be careful with the notion that when the Iranians are happy, we should be unhappy and vice versa. Clearly, the Iranians did not want to see a restoration of Sunni leadership in Iraq. And by the way, Iraq has been run by Sunni leadership for many, many decades. So Iran didn't want to see that. What we wanted to see was democratic leadership. We wanted to see the people who were essentially the majority be able to prevail, and that's essentially what has happened. So I think everyone understands that Iraq needs to be run not just by one group, but rather in a coalition with all the groups, and that's what's happened. And it's under Maliki, who, by the way, I hasten to add, was never Iran's top choice.
Ambassador Hill, how confident are you that this power-sharing government in Baghdad will hold together?
They've got a lot of work to do because it's gone on for some 9 months where they have not passed any legislation, you know, in terms of electricity, water, health care, things like that. So it's going to be tough. But I think the key issue here is they were able to get a coalition involving Sunnis, Shia, and Kurds. And I think everyone's kind of in this boat together, and I think they're going to have to work through these problems.
Ambassador Hill, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's former ambassador to Iraq, Christopher Hill. He's now the dean of the Joseph Corbell School of International Studies at the University of Denver.